But she, okay.
Let's see, can we go on?
Yes.
Good, then.
Nice. Oh, really? Okay.
At the next meeting that we have, which will be the day before your meeting, the next meeting that we have is,
And that's 141.
The 12th of June, which may be our last meeting. So you'll be on the 13th, so we'll swear you in at the 12th.
They were going to take her out. Or that's what Bugs knows.
All right, we're all set. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's meeting of the Board of Trustees for May the 31st, 2017 is a special meeting to discuss a written notice of performance review for one of our trustees. The time is now 10:03, please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion as we make decisions that will affect the staff, their family, and friends. We ask you for your grace. In his name we pray. Amen.
If you haven't already done so, please put your phones on to vibrate or turn them off. Could I have a roll call, please?
Allison Kelly.
Here.
Kathleen Brennan. Keith Richer.
Here.
Marilyn Spall.
Here.
Molly Stone.
Here.
Rod Lindsay, and Bud Getz, of
here.
Course.
Thank you. We have a quorum. As a result of comments made at the last meeting and some prior meetings before that, and with the assistance of the attorney, the following letter was composed to Trustee Marion Molly Stone. It's not in your handout. I will read it to you. You are hereby notified that a hearing has been scheduled for May the 31st, 2017 at 10 a.m. at 215 Holiday Park Boulevard, Northeast, Palm Bay, Florida, 32907, before the Board of Trustees to consider your removal as a trustee from the board. It has been alleged that you have committed acts of misfeasance and/or malfeasance. The allegations slash facts are as follows. You were initially inserted as the Assistant Secretary to the Board of Trustees in January of 2017 at the reorganizational meeting pursuant to the adopted bylaws of the district. Within a six-week period, the Secretary resigned and you elevated to the position of Secretary. The office position of secretary is an important and vital position, and part of the stated duties include the secretary shall sign with the chairman any official instruments of the district and shall in general perform all duties as from time to time may be assigned by the Board of Trustees. Back in October 2016, you as the secretary initially refused to sign a legal document. The efficient and prompt execution of legal documents is essential to the operation of the district, which is a public body. You were assigned the responsibility to transcribe the meeting minutes when our secretary resigned in 2017. You continually pushed back and have refused to transcribe them. As a public body, the district is responsible for complying with the Florida Sunshine Law and Public Records Law. One of the requirements of the Sunshine Law is that the meeting minutes be taken. Pursuant to Florida Statute 286.011, the minutes of a meeting shall be promptly recorded and such records shall be open to public inspection. Your failure to promptly have the minutes available put the district in jeopardy of violation of the public records and sunshine law. You had missed meetings under the stated reason for excusal. You were too sick, yet were seen walking your dog prior to and after meetings you missed. The fact that you appeared to be well enough to walk your dog indicated that your reasons for missing meetings were false and would nullify any excused absence. At a minimum, this shows deception and a lack of respect for the position as trustee and the duties and responsibilities associated with the position. At the end of March 2017, you stated that you would be out of town for the workshop meeting, and in April, you were having knee surgery, but not to give specific dates and missed both meetings. The last workshop meeting in May, you reported you would not attend as you were ill. Yet on the Tuesday following the meeting, you were out having a pedicure in the morning. You did come to the meeting in May, as it would have been your third missed regular meeting. But you got up and walked out without notice, permission, or explanation. The failure to attend meeting, the departure from the meeting without notice or cause, the failure to give proper reasons for missing meetings shows a complete disrespect and ambivalence to your duties as trustee. You then failed to attend the May 22nd meeting. Your actions in failing to adequately fulfill your obligations as a trustee and officer show complete disrespect and delinquency in your duties as a trustee and a breach of the trust of your electors that your electors bestowed upon you. It is extremely important for the efficient conduct of district business that all trustees fulfill their duties and assigned roles. Regular attendance by trustees is important to conduct district business. Your regular absence from meetings gives the impression that the district is operating with less than 9 trustees required by the statute. Pursuant to Florida Statute 418.302, in parentheses number 5, in accordance with Article 5 of the bylaws of the Board of Trustees, any trustee may be removed by the Board of Trustees for misfeasance or malfeasance. In accordance with Article 7 of the bylaws of the Board of Trustees, any officer may be removed by the Board of Trustees at its discretion whenever the board deems that the best interest of the district will be served by such removal. This letter is your notice of hearing and your opportunity to be heard to present good cause to the board why you should not be removed from the board. You may present mitigating circumstances to show good cause why you should not be removed. If the board determines you have committed the above violations, you may be removed as a trustee. The specific authority is Florida Statute 418.3025 and Article 5 and 7 of the bylaws of the Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District. That was sent out last week. So far this year, the missed meetings included both meetings in March, both meetings in April. You attended the May 8th meeting because that would have been the third regular meeting, which would have been a reason to discontinue your participation. And then you were out on the 5/22 meeting. When you took the office, the oath of office for your position, you said, "I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and the state of Florida, that I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of," and it said, "Secretary, on which I am now about to enter, so help me God." According to the oath of office and the missing of the meetings and the other items stated in the letter that you received, it's been decided that you're not performing your duties as was assigned. Before I have any comments from the trustees on this, I'd ask Molly to give her side of the story.
Thank you. Is this on? Not on? Is this on? Oh, you have.
Yeah.
To the Holiday Park Board of Trustees, this letter is an answer to Chairman William Bud Getz's letter dated May 25th, 2017, and received in my mailbox at my home on May 26th, 2017 at 1:26 p.m. There are many errors and deceptions in your letter that I understand was read in public by Allison Kelly at the May 22 meeting, 2017, workshop meeting. It is most unusual for Trustee Allison Kelly to make a 2-page public comment calling for my resignation as trustee without verifying what appears to be idle gossip. In your letter, Chairman Getz, you stated that I refused to sign a document, which is totally untrue. You initially asked Rod Lindsay to sign it. When it was brought to your attention that it was illegal because the secretary is supposed to sign it, you subsequently asked me to sign it, which I did immediately. When the office was short-staffed, most trustees aided in keeping the board business running smoothly. My part was days and nights transcribing minutes for several months of very important meetings, as well as comparing my notes with the notes of other persons when there was no recording of one meeting. After the office became fully staffed, it is the job of one of the two office secretaries to take notes and transcribe minutes as in the past. In January, it became Carol Helton's job as board secretary. although I helped in February when she was sick, causing her to resign from the Board of Trustees. On March 5th, I became sick and unable to attend two regular meetings, March 13 and April 10, 2017. Excuse me. Board members are allowed to miss three regular meetings, as you pointed out. So missing two regular meetings is not malfeasance. I also missed workshop meetings on March 27, April 24, and May 22 that are not regular meetings and do not count against me. Malfeasance is three missed regular meetings. One who knows that is Allison Kelly, who has been brought up twice before the Board of Trustees on charges of malfeasance of office due to absences of more than three regular meetings. The first time she was excused, she ultimately resigned. Last fall, she was quote unquote excused again, missing more than three regular meetings. She was never asked for proof. Her word was accepted as being honest and truthful, as mine should be now. Other than preparing the minutes of meetings when I was sick that were prepared by your interim secretary with no disruption of board business, I've completed all paperwork placed in my office mailbox, and I was able to help with the ballot count. I attended May 8 regular meeting, although I was still sick, but not contagious. The agenda for workshop meeting on May 22 shows that the secretary position is still open, and I'm listed as assistant secretary. At that meeting, you accepted my resignation as assistant secretary. I have not been notified of any subsequent assignment. Beginning March 5th, I was indeed way too sick with acute bronchitis with asthma complications to attend meetings. I had someone walk the dog through March while medicated and under the care of three doctors. Recovery took another month when I was coughing and under medication. I shared with district manager Mike Lawler my belief that when one is sick, they need to stay home to not spread the bug and certainly not catch another. On May 8th, 2017, I attended the regular meeting, although another problem had surfaced in the form of gallbladder with vomiting and other gastrointestinal symptoms. I did not ask Chairman Goetz's permission to leave that meeting early, first because he was deep into a conversation when I became sick. Second, if I'd waited or opened my mouth, I would have vomited on the microphone. I'm not the first person who has left a meeting early without asking the board's permission. Surgery is scheduled for day after tomorrow, June 2, when hopefully this goes away. To prevent leg clots, I walk my dog for 20 minutes between bouts in the bathroom, but may not be well enough to sometimes attend three-hour meetings. There was never any deception, quote unquote. I've kept the office and district manager Mike Lawler apprised of each of these developments, including the cancellation by the fifth doctor of the knee replacement that was scheduled for April 4, 2017, when I was sick with bronchitis. For the same reason, the trip was canceled, as I reported to Mike and the girls in the office at that time. The knee replacement will be rescheduled after recovery from gallbladder surgery. After gallbladder surgery period. I have kept Mike informed of all changes, which I assumed would be shared with Chairman Goetz and the board as they should have been. My medical problem should in no way be considered what Chairman Goetz writes is, quote, disrespect or ambivalence to your duties as trustee. It is indeed unfortunate for me that all this happened, but with nine trustees, it in no way impacted the business of the Board of Trustees. My only error is not requesting that my absences be excused for medical reasons. I have never, quote unquote, disrespected this board, but have always listened respectfully and thoughtfully considered information under discussion. Asking clarifying questions or adding another point of view to a matter under discussion is not disrespect. but always aim to represent all residents in the park, not just a particular group. Your short notice of this meeting was first proposed in an email May 24, 2017 at 1:46 p.m. with a confirming email on May 26th at 11:41 a.m., followed by a letter of explanation not posted through the United States Postal Service, but dropped off illegally in my home mailbox on May 26, 2017, and received by me at 1:26 p.m. Combined with the long Memorial Day weekend, this has given me one business day, Tuesday, May 30th, to address this. If requested and given adequate time, I can obtain documentation from 5 different doctors to verify my medical history. However, at this time, I wish to resign my position as a member of the Board of Trustees for medical reasons. I do represent a segment of this park that's largely ignored. To them, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I await an apology from Chairman William Goetz and the Board of Trustees for the many errors and deceptions in your letter. Sincerely, Marion Molly Stone. And I've included attachments to my letter from Chairman Goetz and a workshop meeting agenda. I understand that this will be immediately forwarded to the state of Florida because they must always be kept apprised of members of the Board of Trustees because we are under the aegis of the state of Florida. So therefore, I have copies for William Goetz of my complete packet, which is my letter, an answer to William Goetz's letter, and the agenda for May 22nd. And I have a copy for Chairman William Goetz, a copy for District Manager, and a copy for the state of Florida. And with the board's indulgence, I may need to leave early because I'm still expecting a phone call from the hospital with the time and pre-op instructions for Friday's surgery. Rather amused that someone thought my activities at any time are noteworthy. Thank you. I have indeed been very sick, and I'm still sick, but hopefully Friday some of that goes away.
Normally, I would have a comment to everything that was said by Ms. Stone, but since she has turned in her resignation from the board today, effective now, we will not continue the meeting any farther. I will say that anything that came out of that letter was not written except where we had proof of what was going on. And in the position of assistant secretary under the section of the bylaws, when there is no secretary available or the secretary has resigned or absent, the assistant secretary is automatically elevated to the position of secretary. And some of these things that you have complained that you have not received are because you weren't here. Everybody else all received the same information at the same time. And I'm not going to go through anything else in this right now. I will accept your resignation immediately. Therefore,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe we do still have to have an motion and a vote on that, on accepting of the resignation.
Yes, we do.
All right. So I would like to make a motion that we accept Molly Stone's written resignation at this time. That's it.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
All right. It's... It's a 4-1 vote to accept the resignation. So be it. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Second to that?
I second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? This meeting is adjourned.